We're on Nun Zayin Amud Aleph. We mentioned yesterday we started in Indian. We kind of just got started in it. The skinny lines, three lines up in the skinny lines. Kiyata Rabdimi. That's what we did yesterday, and today we're continuing four lines down into the five lines in the wide lines, Kiyata Rabbi. So we'll just go over what we saw with Rabdimi first, and then we'll go on into Rabbi. Okay, so we had Rabdimi said that there's an opinion of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Rabbi Yochanan, which he said he was explained to him from Yochanan that they're not arguing. That even though the Lashon of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi was Tchila Machloikis and Sof, everybody holds that the woman is not Mocheles, referring to again the Machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, whether a woman could be Moichel on her Ksub or not. I'll pass specifically. Okay, so Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said that Tchila is a Machloikis, and that they can, there's a machlokes whether she can be moichel on her ksuba or not. And Nasof says, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, everybody agrees she can't be mochel. And Rabbi Yochanan says, tchila is a machlokes and sof machlokes. However, Rabbi Dimi said, they're really not arguing, it just depends on how you explain what does tchila mean and what does sof mean. Okay, so everybody, when they say, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, Tchilach Machloikis, that's talking about Tchilas Chuppah, which means right at the beginning of the whole thing, at the beginning of the Chuppah, there everybody agrees to Machloikis, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi and Rabbi Yochanan. And when Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, at Besof, everybody agrees that she can't be Mochelis anymore, that was referring to Sof Bia, which means we said Tchilah and Sof when it comes to Bia, it doesn't mean literally Tchilah Sof, it means before or after. So Sof here means after. So after Bia, everybody holds that she can't be Mochelis. And Rabbi Yochanan says Sof Machloikis, he was not talking about Sof Bia. He was talking about Sof Chuppah, which is the same as Tchilas Bia, it's that middle stage we said. So it comes out that they're not, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Rabbi Yochanan are not arguing, says Rav Dimi. That's what we learned yesterday. Now, we move on today. Kiyata Ravin, I'm Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, I'm Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Mishum bar Kapara. He has a different girsa here in the Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Yochanan are saying, and a little bit different. But again, he's going to hold that they're not arguing. He's going to explain, as we're going to see, that they're not arguing, but he has it, explains it a little differently. So let's see it. So, Machloikis, this is again Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi now, this is Rabbi talking to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, that Machloikis, Lebesof, Abal Betchila, everybody holds Mochelis. Rabbi Yochanan says, Bein Bezu is Machloikis. And then again, Amar Rabbi Yabau, Ledim, Efarsha Limine to Rabbi Yochanan, it was explained to me that Rabbi Yochanan said to me, the Ana Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Lo Plaginandani. It might seem like we're arguing, but we're not. That my lebesof, Amar Yeshua ben Levi, when he says lebesof, what does that mean? Sof chuppah. That's a little bit misleading, because that doesn't really mean sof chuppah here. Mefarshim explains, it means sof chuppah until, right through, till the end of Bia. So it's really, and sof Bia here. And my tchila is tchilas chuppah. V'chi kamina ana, be'mezu machloikes, that's talking about tchilas Bia and sof Bia. Okay? So, in other words, according to Rabin, when Rav Shua ben Levi says Tchila is everybody holds that it's she can be Mochelis according to everybody. So Rabbi Yochanan said that Tchila is a Machloikis. They're talking about two different Tchilas. Okay, that the Tchila of Rabbi Shua ben Levi, when he says everybody holds that she can be Mochelis, that's talking about Tchilas Chuppah. Whereas the Tchila of Rabbi Yochanan, where he says it's a Machloikis, that's talking about Tchilas Bia. So talking about two different things, and therefore, that's they're not arguing, and they both say, Besof is Machloikis, that's talking about, when Yeshua ben Levi said Besof is a Machloikis, that's talking about Sof Chuppah. And Rabbi Yochanan says Sof is Machloikis, that's talking about Sof Bia. So they're not arguing. So, it comes out, according to Rabin, again, he also says that they are not arguing, Rabbi Shimon ben Levi and Rabbi Yochanan, But he's explaining the what they're saying differently. And therefore, it comes out that there's a machloikis here between Rav Dimi and Rabin, because they're explaining the penis differently. So what are they arguing in? They're arguing in basically what Rav Yeshua ben Levi held. So which is legabe tchilas chopa and legabe sof bia. Okay, that according to Rav Dimi, that betchilas chopa he held that there's Rav Yeshua ben Levi held it was a machloikas. Whereas Rabin held that by Tchilas Chopa it's not a machloikas, that everybody holds that she can be mochelet. And by Sof Bia, Rav Dimi held that Rav Yeshua ben Levi held that she can't be, everybody holds that she can't be mochelet. Whereas Rabin held that by Sof Bia it's a machloikas. So they're arguing in Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi what he really held. That's what it comes down to, this machloikas here. Okay. Now Amar Rav Papa, along comes Rav Papa and he says the following. Ilav the Amar Rabbi Yabau Lididi Mefarsha Li Minei Rabbi Yochanan Da'ane Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Lo Plagina Dade. As we saw before, he said, had Rabbi Bau not said this, that Rabbi Bau said, oh, it was explained to me by Rabbi Yochanan that in fact he's not arguing with Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Had this not been said, then Hava Mina, and I would have said, not that way. I would have said that Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi are in fact arguing with each other. There is a machlekes there. And Ravdimi Rabin lo pligi. In other words, Rav Dimi and Rabin are not arguing. They're just talking, as we'll see, about different things. They're not arguing. And in fact, the machloikis is between Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi and Rabbi Yochanan. That is where the machloikis is. That's how I would have explained it, he said. And I would have said the following, that my sof dekama Rabin, what does it mean when Rabin says sof, according to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, that there's a machloikas between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. That's talking about sof chuppah. And umaitchila the chamar Rav Dimi, and when Rav Dimi was talking about that there's a machloikas between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda, legabe tchila, what did he mean tchila? That's talking about tchilas bia. Okay, so, in other words, it's a little bit complicated here, but try to summarize it. So it comes out that, again, so Rav Papa learned that in fact Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi and Rabbi Yochanan are arguing. There is a machloikas. He explained that they are arguing. He said, no, I would have said that they are arguing. And Ravin and Rav Dimi, who each bring down the machloikas differently, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi and Rabbi Yochanan, are not arguing because they're just talking about different things, different tkufot. Okay, so meaning. So according to since he brings it here, this we'll bring it the order that he brings it over here, the Gemara, Rabin and Rav Dimi. So according to Rabin, okay, he says that what's the machloikas? That they're arguing when it says Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says tchila, is talking about tchilas chuppah, and he says that everybody holds that she can be mochelas. On that, Rabbi Yochanan argues. He says, no, tchilas, in fact, which is the tchilas chuppah, is a machloikas. That's what they're arguing that. Whereas when Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, but sof machloikas, that they're not arguing. That's referring to sof chuppah, and also the sof that Rabbi Yochanan is talking about, also talking about sof chuppah, and that there's no argument about that there's a machloikas. So, what they're arguing, according to Rabin, they're arguing about tchilas chuppah. And the tchilas chuppah is according to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, everybody holds she can be mochelas. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's still a machloikas. So that is what they're arguing in, and so the tchilas chuppah. And according to Rav Dimi, the machloikas is about also when you see also about sof bia. In other words, he's not arguing with Rabbi, and he says Rav Dimi says fine, I agree with you about that they're arguing about tchilas chuppah. But I'm adding to that and saying, you know what? I'm talking about that. I'm adding. And they're also arguing about sof bia as well. And now he's explaining the that the machlokes did differently. And therefore, Rabbi Shu, not differently, about a different thing, about Sof Bia. So it comes out that Rabbi Shua ben Levi says, Tchilas machlokes, that's talking about Tchilas Bia, and that's, he's agreeing with Rabbi Yochanan, who said Tchilas machlokes is Tchilas Bia. And where are they arguing? Basof. When Rabbi Shua ben Levi said, Basof, everybody holds that she can't be Mocheles, that's talking about Sof Bia. And Rabbi Yochanan said Besof is a machloikas, that's also talking about Sof Bia, so that's where they're arguing in Sof Bia. Whether after Bia says Rabbi Shua ben Levi she can't be Mocheles anymore since it's after the Bia already, whereas Rabbi Yochanan says no, it's still a machloikas whether she could. So they're arguing also in Sof Bia. So it comes out that again, according to the Rapapa said how I would have explained it, had it not been for what Rabbi Abahu said, I would have said that Rabin and Rabdimi are not arguing Bechlal. They're just talking about different things. Okay, the Machlokes is in fact between Meir Shua ben Levi and Rabbi Yochanan. That's where they're arguing. According to Rabin, they're arguing about Tchilas Chuppah, and according to Rabdimi, they're arguing about Sof Bia. So which is fine. They're not, you know, they're talking about two different things. You know, so they're not arguing. Rabdimi and Rabbi are not arguing with each other. They're just saying, bringing out different points. Rabbi says that Rabbi's pointing out how the machlokes is tchilas chuppah, and Rabdimi says, fine, you know, that's good. I agree with you with that, but I'm also telling you there's a machlokes also legabei sof bia as well. That's all. But he's not arguing with. Okay. Fine. So before we go on, let's look at Rashi over here. So the Rashi is Amar Rav Papa Ilav da Amar Vechule. So he says Rav Papa says the following: Ana lo havi nicha li lifrushe milsayu hachi. He says I wouldn't not so happy to explain it the way we saw before with Rabbi Yabo. The Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yeshua are not arguing. And it's Rabdimi v'Rabbi, and they're the ones that are arguing. Niflechu bit Rabbi Yeshua. And they're arguing, like we said, in what Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said. I don't like that, he says. Elahachi avamina. This is what I would have said. Then Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, they're the ones that are pleading. They're arguing. Dahu sof, da kamar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, divriya kol is eina mocheles. Asa Rabbi Yochanan, lemeimar, no, apazu machlekes. Rabdimi, Rabin, they're the ones that are low pligi, but Rabbi Yeshua. They're not arguing Rabbi Yeshua like we saw with Rabbi Abo. Mahaki have a mefarshina liter Rabdimi. I'm a Rabbi Yeshua, but Levi machlokes. So he says, this is now how I would therefore explain, if I had the choice, okay, that according to Rabdimi, that I'm a Rabbi Yeshua, then when the machlokes is tchila, that's talking about tchila's bia. The he, which is sof chupa, aval besof bia, everybody holds ena mochelas. Rabbi Yochanan paligalea, he's arguing with him. The fila besof bia is also pleading. Mechiata Ravin, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, machloikas besof chupa, behi tchilas bia. The chamar nami Rabbi Dimi. So that he's agreeing with him on that. And also aval betchilas chupa, everybody holds mochelas. So that's how, this is how I would have explained it, said Rav Papa, if I could. But, aval, that's not the case. Aval Hasha, the Parish Rabbi Yabao, the Rav Dimi, that he's explaining it differently. The Bain, the Rabbi Yochanan, Ubein, the Rabbi Shua Bain Levi, they're, you know, they're not arguing. Okay, the Bain Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shua Bain Levi, Pali Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, B'tchilas Chopa, that they both agree that Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda are arguing B'tchilas Chopa and Masof Chopa. So Al Korchach, therefore, comes out according to whatever Yabao was saying, it must be that Pligi the Rabbi, not the Rabdimi. So now we have Machloikas between Rabbi and Rabdimi in what Rabbi Shua Bain Levi said. The Ha'amar Rabbi, B'tchilas Chopa, Divrechal Mochelas. And that's not Rav Dimi said. So we have the two ways. The real way that Rabbi Bo said I heard it that this is the case. The Rabbi Shua ben Levi from Rabbi Yochanan, he's not arguing Shua ben Levi, etc. And the downside to that would be that Rav Dimi is arguing with a Rabbi. And we'll see why in a second why that's not so good. And therefore, Rav Papa says, so I would have rather explained it that Rabbi and Rav Dimi are in fact not arguing, they're just talking about two different things. And the machloikas is in fact in between Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi and Rabbi Yeshua. That's where the machloikas lies, in there explaining the machloikas of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosef. Okay. So now the Gemara goes on and says, "My kamash malan." So what it meaning? What says Rashi? My kamash malan. What is the Rav Papa telling me here? Behad that says Rashi da Amar. He loved Amar Rabbi Abau. You know, had Rabbi and Rabbi not said Amar Rabbi Abau. I mean, Rabbi Abau did say it. That's it. It's finished. He heard a beferish from Rabbi Yochanan that he's in fact not arguing with Rabbi Shabbalevi, and that's that. So what is this that he says? You know, had Rabbi Bo had not said it, but he said it. V'ihu lo bai lipligelai. In fact, Rav Papa's not coming to argue with him. Ulamai hilchasash mehin. And so therefore, what is he telling us here? The lo amar Rabbi Bo havenichali lididi lefrushe beinyan aminachir. Had not been for him, I would explain it a different way. What do you mean? Who cares what you mean? Explain it a different way. Well, it's not the emes is that this is the Rabbi Yabau said. He heard it from Rabbi Yochanan himself. And then there's nothing to talk about. Why are you bringing up how you would have said it differently when it's not even nogeya? So that's the Gemara's question. Like, my kamash malan. Okay, so the answer is, says the Gemara, no, ha kamash malan, the plige trei amorai ataima de nafshayu, velo plige trei amorai aliba de chadomora. Okay. That literally, that the they were coming. It's teach us that the two Amoraim are arguing on their own and their own opinions. Velo pligi trei Amorai aliba dechad, and not arguing about one another. What we'll see, meaning this is what would be better. It would be better if the first thing, the pligi, that two Amoraim are arguing on their own opinions, and not that two Amoraim are arguing on about one Amora. As we'll explain now in Rashi, it's lengthy Rashi, what that means. So he said, that's what Rav Papa said. It would be better, because I'm telling you that this is a better way to explain it, if we could, because this would be better. But Lamaisa, okay, it's not this way. Okay, so let's see Rashi. Hakamash Malan. So it's coming to teach me the following. That if we have Amorai, they're arguing with each other. Each one giving his own opinion, right? And we have two Amorai, they're arguing in their machloikas. Now, then, and if we would have the option to explain it in two different ways. One is, which is how Rav Papa's explaining it over here, and that is, the pligi trei amorai aliben and afshayu, like you're saying. The Rabbi Shua ben Levi is where Rav Papa explained it. Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Rabbi Yochanan, they're arguing in their own opinions or whatever, they're giving their own opinions on the machloikas of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. So they're giving their own opinions, they're aliben and afshayu. Shekol achad omer svara shalo. Kagon, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yeshua, like we said, Rabbi Yochanan gave his opinion, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi giving his opinion on the machlekas of Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. So each one, they're giving their own opinions. Ve'inech trei amorai lo pligi ella amrei chada milsa. But Rabin, again, and Rabdimi, right, that are bringing this down, they're not arguing. Right, they're just bringing down this machloikas of Bishuv and Levi Rabbi Yochanan about a different thing. One's like we said, talking about Tchilas Chopah. Now we're talking about Sof Biya, and they're giving two different things. So they're not arguing, Rabbi and Rabbi Reb Dimi. Rabbi, they're just but the machloikas is Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shuv ben Levi giving each their own opinion. So that's one way of explaining it. That's where Papa said how I would have explained it. Bechada min lishna, and the other lishna is the one we have it, the authentic one with Rabbi Yabau, which is not so good. Why? Because the other way of learning it, bechada min lishna, the miflagi trei amorai aliba dechad kagon rabdimi verabi umashrei milsa the trei amorai kamai chada milsa. In other words, this is the way we have it, that in fact, that they're mashrei, the Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Rabbi Yochanan, they are not arguing. And who is arguing? Rabdimi and Rabin, in their each giving their opinion of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, the other Amora said. That's the other way. So, if you have two choices of learning it this way or learning it this way, if we would have two choices, Shafkina nahi lishna the miflagi treya amaraya libidachad. We would shafkina. We would leave. We'd put aside. We wouldn't go with that way of learning that we have in this case. Rav Dimi and Ravin arguing on what Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said. We would put that aside. Menaktina, and rather we'd rather say that hahi the miflagi trey amarai aliba denafshayu. Rather, we would have better to go like Rav Papa said. That in fact, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi and Rabbi Yochanan then arguing according to the way they held the chipligi trey aliba dechad. And when they are, if that when they're two arguing according to one, mar amar hachi amar ploni, umar amar hachi amar ploni, chad minayu meshaker. Because if you're in the other way of learning, which Rabbi Abba's way, it's coming out that this said that Rabbi Dimi said this is what Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, and then Rabbi says no, I disagree with you. This is what he said. So they're arguing on. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said only one of those two things. So somebody, Ramaji calls it lying. Chad minay umishakir. Right? Somebody's lying over here because they can't, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi couldn't have said two different things. It's either this or that. So they're arguing, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, that's not so good, he says to learn that, because that's telling us that either Rabbi or Rabbi Dimi is lying when he's describing in Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. So that's not so great. Aval, kipligi, treyamarai, bidin. However, the way Rav Papa says how I would have learned it, which is much better, because here they're arguing, these Rabbi Shuban Levi, Rabbi Yochanan, in this case, are arguing, whether it be, it can be arguing about Yisr Veheter, or whatever it might be, Kol Chadamar, Hachi Mistaber Taima. This is how, this is Mistaber to me, the way it goes. So therefore, ain't Kan Sheker, there's no Sheker, Kol Chad Vechad, Asfara Didei Kamar. Each one is saying his own Sfara. So that's okay. Mar Yaiv time of the Heter, this one's giving his reason for Heter. Mar time, it says no, it's Isur, but he's giving his reason, Yaiv time of the Isura. Mar Medame Milsala Milsahachi, he understands, you know, comparing things in one way. Mar Medame Le Binyan Achrina, he's comparing things in another way. Vikalamemar Elu Velu, Diver Elohim Chaimheim. That's fine, we see that all the time, that they're Machloi, because everybody looks at it his way or whatever, and they're both Amis. So that would be okay. Why? Because sometimes, why is, how can we say it's Divrei Elohim Chaim if they're saying two different things, you know, when there's a machlokes? Because Zimnin the Shayachai time, it depends. Sometimes what this, his reason applies is Zimnin the Shayachai time, it's in both emes. Shatami tapech, lefishinu yadarim, bishinu what? A little change can change the, change how you pass it.
But that's the more often, all the time, they argue, they not, one says he says
that,
one says he says that.
Don't bring
an opinion of Sheker. All of a sudden,
becomes a bit. Right, it's a little bit funny. Yeah, but it sounds a little bit funny. But let's strengthen the question even more here, and that is Tosfos over here below Pligi. He says he doesn't. He has a more a pashuta question. He says I don't understand. He says we don't like. Over here, you know, Rabin and Rav Dimi and Rav Rabin, you know, they're arguing in you know, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, right? And what do we rather have? We rather have that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Rabbi Yochanan, you know, so you know, they're having their machlokes and fine, but Rav and Rav Dimi are not. But he says, but wait a second, but Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi and Rabbi Yochanan, what are they arguing in? They're not this. It sounds like they're just arguing on. Oh, is this piece of meat kosher tray? Well, he says his way. He looks at it and he says yeah, that would be fine. That's what it seems to be Masha from Rashi. But that's not going. What are they arguing about? They're arguing about what is the machlokes between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. So they're also arguing in what this person said and what this person said. He says Rabbi Yehuda said that. No, Rabbi Yehuda didn't say that. This is the same thing. I don't understand what's going on over here, right? The whole thing about Papa is no, we don't like, you know, Rabbi and Rav Dimi arguing in what Yeshua ben Levi said, you know, because two people argue about one said, one is Sheker. You know, you can't say that's no good. He says, but rather we rather have that Rabbi and Rav Dimi agree with each other, and it's this Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi and Rabbi Yochanan, they're arguing. But what are they arguing? So the Rashi says they're arguing on Sfara. Arguing Sfara, they're arguing what Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi said. Same thing. So Tosfos asked the question, and he says that, no, he says it's different. And this maybe will help a little what you said. He says that they are not, Rabbi Shuva, when we're saying they're arguing, but they're not arguing that they heard it from him. In other words, they know that there's this machlokes Rabbi Yehuda, and they're in their svara are trying to figure out and understand where they would argue. They're not giving a report. Okay, they're not reporting. This is what Rabbi Yossi held, and this is what they are assuming or using this far and says, you know, I'm sure Rabbi Yossi would say this over here, and then he said, no, I disagree with you. Rabbi Yossi would say this over here. They're arguing in what they would say, but not that they heard it from him and they're giving different reports. Okay, so that is so he said that's what Rashi means. That's or the Gemara, you know, Rashi explained anyway. That's what Gemara means. That's not so bad. We'd rather leave it. That's okay. That we have what the Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Rabbi Yochan arguing, trying to understand what is Rabbi Yehuda say, what is Rabbi Yosef say, what would they say? Not, but that they didn't hear it from them. Whereas the problem is here that Rabbi says this. I heard this from him. He said, no, I heard this from him. You couldn't have both heard different things. That's why he calls it, so to speak, sheker, because he didn't say two different things that are contradictory. It's either he said this and this. So to say that that's the machloikis and what he said, that's not so good. Whereas the machloikis over here is, they're also arguing what these two mean, but not what they heard, but what, how they understand what they would say. That's what Tosfos says. Yeah, that's the there. There's Mithloikus in the in where we should, that's what they're saying, a libid the chad the whole time, right? So that, but that's not good, you know, that he said this. No, he said that. But and Amoraim and Amoraim, you know. This Amoraim said this, and no, I'm telling you, this Amoraim said that's not, that's why Rabbi Papa said, Lamai said that's what it comes out. That's Rabbi Bau heard her. Now he said, I'm not arguing with them, but I just want to tell you that is not, if I had a choice, I wouldn't, if there's two ways of learning, I wouldn't have gone with that way. Because that's not so good. I'd rather go, they're being very, you're not arguing, they're agreeing with each other, talking about two different kufot, either chuppah or whatever bia, and the machlokes is in fact between these two Amoraim, who are arguing like we said, but at least not saying what they said, but just understanding what they would have said. Yeah, the conclusion is, again, the conclusion is, like Rabbi Abba said, because he says, I'm Ludidim Farshalim, Rabbi Yochanan, so that's the emes. It's just that Rabbi Papa said, that's the emes. I mean, you can't argue with the Metzias, that's really the thing, but it's not great, because one of them ends up lying, you know, Rabbi Medivir Rabbi. But, okay, that's how it concludes, and that's it. He's just pointing out that had I had a choice, I wouldn't have gone that way, but there's no brayer. That's right. We are on Nun Zayin Amud Aleph at the Mishnah. Noisnim Lipsula Shneimasar Hodesh Mishatava Habal. So we're talking about a Sula that she was engaged. And what happens is after the engagement, if at any point, we'll see one of the sides, either the Chasan or the Kala, want to go through with the wedding already, so you have to give the other side time to prepare. You can't just, you know, surprise it, you know, on them. Okay, we're getting married tomorrow. Can't do that. So you have to give them they can ma'akev a certain amount of time. So how long? So besula is allowed shneimasar chodesh mishatava habal. You know, from the time they're engaged already. But then he says, okay, let's go, let's have the wedding. So we have to give her from that moment 12 months to prepare. The farnesa tatsma. We'll see how to get her jewelry together and stuff. Ukashem shnosim leisha, kach nosim leish. And just like we give the woman the 12 months, so too we give the man also 12 months. The farnesa tatsmo, to get things ready for the chasana, the tzarche chuppah and the suda.
Could they moichu? Could she say one last time? I don't think it's only 12 months.
Yeah, Mustafa. Yeah. Yeah, but she has. But she's allowed at least that much. Okay, kind of not. Okay, ulalmana. Now, almana doesn't need that much time because she already has stuff for her jewelry and stuff from her previous husband. So therefore, shloshim yom. We only give her 30 days. Higiazman velo nisu. If the time has come, in other words, the 12 months or whatever. And then we'll see. It's talking about the Baal, and the Baal doesn't go through with it. You know, it's time to get married. 12 months pass, but he just he procrastinates. So now ochlos mishalo, he has to from now on, even though they're not married yet, But since the 12 months passed and he's me'akev, so he has to now feed her. And the mezonis is now goes on him, ochlos mishalo, and vochlos betruma. If he's a kohen and she's a bas yisrael, whatever, so now she can start eating truma. Rabbi Tarfon omer, nostim la hakol truma. In this case that we just mentioned, you know, he's a kohen and he's gives her truma. He can give her truma, so he can give her if he wants hakol truma, meaning that truma for his wife is not always the best thing, because when she's anita, she's tamea, she can't eat the truma. So we're telling me the truma. So therefore, if she's going to give her truma to eat, it's going to be inconvenient, because you're going to have to take the truma and sell it for chulin, and to get money for it, and then buy chulin with it. It's a pain. But says Rabbi Tarfon, it doesn't matter. You can give this when he has to give her the food, and give her a kol truma if he wants. Rabbi Kiva says no. We have to help out this woman a little bit, and therefore mechza chulin, mechza truma. Maybe half and half. Half the time, half chulin when she's tahara, and half then the other half. But he has to mit chashev, they say. Hayava, next case. The Yavam, of course, the couple's married, the husband dies, she falls to the brother. Eino machil. So he doesn't feed her truma. In other words, the one she was married to, a Kohen, so Staber, his brother's a Kohen also. So when he dies, and she falls to the brother, who's also a Kohen, but she cannot eat truma now anymore, because her husband, the Kohen, is dead. Even though her Yavam is also a Kohen, but since they didn't get married yet, the Chiddush is, you might think, oh, you know, Kilu is like they're married, or at least they're engaged to the extent that she can eat truma. No, she can't, he can't eat the Yavam, she cannot feed her truma. In other words, she can't eat truma because of her Yavam. Asisa Shisha Chadashim, if she was already 6 months, now we had our 12 months period that before the wedding, let's say 6 months already went by with her original husband, and then he died, and then she has been 6 months v'shisha chadasha b'fnei yavam, it still doesn't help, and she still can't eat truma. V'afilu ef kulan b'fnei habal, all 12 months has gone by the baal, chaser yom echad b'fnei yavam. In other words, it's been almost 12 months, it's one day less, and then he died, and then the last day, whatever, 12 months was by the Yavam, or kula mifnei Yavam, or if all of it was by the Yavam, chaser yom echad, but just not one day, then there was one day by the Baal, and then almost 12 months by the Yavam. In all these cases, eina ochelis b'truma, doesn't matter, she can't eat truma.
Another day passes by, and she's with the Yavam now for 12 months.
Right. She can never eat just by the Yavam.
An almana with male children, she could eat.
An almana?
With male children.
Then she wouldn't be a Yavama.
No, she wouldn't be a Yavama. She would be an almana.
That's a regular case, that she's married to Cohen, or if her husband dies and she has kids, yes, and then she has kids, she can eat because of the children, right?
So why is she different than any almana? Almana is a month.
Almana is a month. Yeah, what do you mean?
She can stretch it out for a month. Or he can stretch it out for a month.
Oh, you mean the thing, yeah.
And then he trumps.
No. What do you mean? She can once you tell, then he has, right? That's if he's alive. That's what we're gonna see. The whole nekuda here is we're talking about a yavama now, right? Yeah. You're talking about the case of yavama.
I'm saying any yavama, at least in the Mishnah, she gives 30 days.
Yeah. I'll know almana meaning that her husband died. Now she's engaged to a new guy.
Yeah.
So because of the new guy, the new guy who's alive, she's married, she's engaged to a new guy now, he's alive.
Yeah, so
is the other one. So then, what? But it's different, because the new guy here, she's engaged to, and now she's just waiting. With the other, she's not engaged to. That's what he is. That's all chiddush. Right, that's exactly the chiddush submission. Okay, Zu Mishnah Rishona. That which is what we the Soltakan over here, that Arusa can eat Truma once the, you know, the 12 months have gone by. That's all what it used to be. But based in Shalacharei and Amru, the based in after that said in something else, that Eina Isho Cheles Betruma Achetikanes Lachopa. Just because the 12 months went by and he was Meach or whatever, she can't start eating. You can't eat Truma until the actual Mer. Okay. Let's see Rashi now. Noistin Lebesula. Says Rashi, Zman leknisata lechupa miyom shetava abal la'achar shekitsha, and this is after they got engaged, and then the husband wants to marry. He says, okay, let's get married. We give her 12 months. Lazira aliske chupa lachin tachshita. She should, like we say, get ready with her, get her jewelry together, etc. Lefarnes atzma, as we said, betachshitim. Lefarnes atzma, the husband also gets 12 months. Betzarchei suda vechupa, that he can get the things together for the suda, the chupa. Why only 30 days? She'ena torachas kolkach betakshitim shekvar yesh biyada. She already has from her previous marriage. V'lo nisu she'abayli me'achvim. In a case where 12 months went by and they didn't get married, in this case we're talking about the bayli me'achvim. Then he has to ready feed her. V'aydi the tana reisha bididhi tana seifa nami bididhi. So what's bothering Rashi here? So what's bothering Rashi is the lashon lo niso, instead of lo nasu, meaning that if it's talking about the husband, which is that's what we're talking about, that the husband's not giving the, you know, he's me'akev after the 12 months, then he has to feed her. Talking about the husband or husbands in this case, it's like talking about in general and plural. So it should say, and they didn't marry the lo nasu, going on the men. But nisu means going on the women. A woman is nisa. He's no say, she's nisa. So it's going on the women. So in one minute, it sounds like here, and the woman is holding back. But we're not talking about the woman holding. We're talking about here that the husband, like the Rashi says, you know, the abayli me'akvi. So Rashi's bothered, since we're talking about the abayli me'akvi, why does he use the lashon of the women, lo nisu, and lashon feminine? So Rashi says, it's just because we want to keep the Mishnah, you know, the same. And since from the beginning of the Mishnah, nosling lebesula, we're talking about the girls, so we still use the lashon still, the feminine lashon. Vocheles betruma, im kohen hu vehi Yisraelis. If he's a kohen and she is Yisraelis, mishatava shekicha. Again, they got engaged, and then she was tovea. The whole story again. Vocheles betruma mina Torah. She can already eat truma mina Torah, as the Gemara is going to say. V'rabbanan gazur ad hashta, but the Rabbanan said no. She has to wait until the 12 months is over and he's meach or whatever. So this is the Rabbanan. Nosnim la hakol truma. So he said in the case of the kohen, she's married to, she's engaged to the kohen or whatever, and then he has to start feeding her. He could feed her everything truma im yirtze if he wants. Ukashigiu yemei tumata. When she becomes a Nina. So then, she'll just have to sell it. Timkarena, she's going to have to sell the Truma, but tikach chulin and buy chulin with the money. Then Rabbi Kiva said, no, mechsa, mechsa. Mechsa chulin, should eat lechol bimei tumata, and the Truma when she's taught. A Yavam, eino maichel betruma, says Rashi, be'odo shemeres Yavam. As long as she's just, you know, waiting to marry the brother, she can eat. But time of Yalik Gemara, the Gemara is going to explain the reason. Asa shisha chodesham bifneha, 6 months bifneha baal, mehanach shnei mesachodesh. Of this, so we've been talking about this 12-month period, if she did 6 months by their husband, akvu imala mishatava baal, from the time that the husband was the taver, and the other six by, she's shameris yama. Oh, afilu kulam bifnei abal ve'echad bifnei yava. Or even if they were all by the husband, except one day, you know, except one day was by the yava. Afal gav the ruba bifnei abal. Even though mostly, you know, almost everything was by the baal, still she can't eat truma. Sof sof lo nidchayev b'mezonotah b'chayav. But lemaisa, still he was never really chayev to feed her, right? Because he only has to start feeding her after 12 months, and it wasn't 12 months; it was one day less. Vehu adin nami im nischayev b'chayev. But says Rashi, the truth is, even if he is chayev, and the Meiri adds, even if he actually started feeding her, but still, then he dies. The yavam doesn't; she can't eat anymore. She has not many kids, like we said. And now, because that's why she's a Yavama. And now the Yavam, she can't make her eat. Like, you know, because of the Yavam, she can't eat. Why? Lo achla mishameis. Why? The kinyan habal paka. Because it's when the husband, the only when he's alive, she can eat truma. But once he's dead, so that's it. The kinyan is gone, so therefore she can't eat truma because her husband anymore, because her husband's not alive anymore. The Yavam, that's a chiddush, that even though she's a shemiras Yavam, the Yavam doesn't have the power to feed her truma. Ela di'i, kulam bifnei habal, have achla miya bechayav. So there's a reason, Rashi said, the reason why we're mentioning over here, you know, that she's not, because we want to keep the whole thing, talk about not eating, that's why we're mentioning that. But truth is, as Rashi meant, the whole thing was by the Baal. All 12 months was by the Baal, then he dies. Still, she can't eat, but as we said. But the reason why we're saying it like this is because we're keeping everything the same, that she's not eating in the life of the husband. Okay, or kulam bifnei yavam. B'gemar parich ala lamayatanya. What's this last case for? Zumishna Rishona, the Mishigiyaz Man Ochelz Petruma, that used to be that when the time came, then she can start eating Truma. But we said the Mishnah Chorona says no, that she can't eat Truma until she goes to the Chuppah. Rashi Yenesh Ochelz, Taima Mefarsh Megmora, Mora is going to explain the reason. Okay, Gemara. Mina Hani Mili. Where's the Gemara is looking for a smach to this 12 months. Where do we get that? We see, and where do we see this idea of giving 12 months after engagement when there's, you know, tefillah to get married? Where do we see a remnant to this? Amar Rav Chista, the Amar Kra. This should look familiar to you if you've been Mavir Sedra this week. And that is the Amar Kra, Vayomer Achia Ve'ima Teshev Anara Itanu Yamim O Asor. Right, when Rivka and Reliezer's makes the engagement with Rivka and Yitzchak, and then the Lavan, right, the mother says, oh, so don't leave yet. Teshev hanar itanu, let her stay here a little bit longer. Yamim o asor. So now Gemara clears, what's this yamim o asor? Yamim, days or ten? So what does this mean? My yamim. What are these yamim over here? Ile matre yomi. If yamim means yom in plural is 2 days. So if that's what it means, I'll let her stay 2 days. Or 10. That doesn't make sense. Mishtaye inish hachi. Is that how people talk? Amrule tre yomi. They said, let her stay 2 days, you know. And then they said to Eliezer. And he said, no. I'm Arlulo. No. Not giving the 2 days. They said, no 2 days? Okay. Ramule asara yomi. Okay, so 10 days. You don't do it. Should be the opposite way around. You don't start with the little. Stay tuned. No, not 2 days. Okay, how about 10 days then? You don't do that. So Elamai Yamim. So therefore, what is Yamim that they said? It is Shana. It's a year. Where do we see Yamim could be a year? As it says, Dixiv by the Bate Arichoma, it says Yamim Tiegulaso, and there it refers to Yamim means a year. And therefore it says Yamim over there, Yamim over here, so Yamim is a year. And therefore, what they were saying to her is what? Is the following. Here, let her stay Yamim, let her stay a year. And then Eliezer said, no way. And they said, okay, Asor, how about 10 months? Okay, that's, you know, they're bargaining, going, okay, didn't work a year, how about 10 months? That makes sense. I asked the Gemara, Be'ema Chodesh. Maybe not, maybe Yamim can be Chodesh. And then 10 could mean 10 days. So go, you know, how about a Chodesh? No, how about 10 days? Now, where do you get this idea that Yamim can be Chodesh? Tichsiv, as it said, Ad Chodesh Yamim. Talks about what the Kleister asked for meat, and said, yeah, they're going to get it, it's going to come out of their noses. Right? Says, Ad Chodesh Yamim. Here we see Chodesh Yamim, so Yamim is a Chodesh. So, why don't you learn it? It's a Chodesh. And Gemara said, no, because Amri Danin, it's better to learn Yamim Stam, Yamim Stam, Ve'ein Danin, Yamim Stam, Mi Yamim Shneimar Behen Chodesh. Because better to learn like Yamim Yamim than to learn Yamim Chodesh. This is, they both say Yamim, but one's the Yamim Chodesh, so it's better to learn the Stam Yamim Yamim and Yamim Tiegulaso and not Yamim Yamim Chodesh. Okay, let's Rashi Weiss on the Sedra goes through this whole thing. He says Yamim is a year, so Yamim is low, and the high people talk like Mamish. Rashi goes through this whole sugya there. Okay, Rashi Ve'ema Ma Yamim Chodesh, and therefore Vasor would be 10 days. And we said no, because as we learned from Yamim 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 Chodesh. Okay, back to the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Zira, Tana. Rabbi Zira brought a brisa that says that a ktana bein hi bein aviyah yecholim la'akev, meaning a ktana got engaged, so her or her father is allowed to me'akev and push off the actual wedding until she becomes a bogeris, until she becomes older, mature. I can understand why the girl can push it off. She says, I'm not ready for getting all the sevel, the sevel shalchai nisuin. You know, I'm too young for this. You know, so she can push it off until she wants, until she gets older. Okay, that I can understand. So if she's willing to go through it, what is the father? Why can he miyakev? Well, girl, I can understand. She says, I'm not ready, you know, for this. But the father, she's ready. So why can the father be miyakev? So Gemara answers, Savar hashta lo yada, because Savar means going on the father. The father says, kids, they think they know better. You know, she's a ketana. She thinks she knows. Oh, I want to get married. He says, I know better. Savar hashta lo yada. Now she doesn't realize what she's getting herself into by getting married. She thinks, oh, I want to get married. But I know lamachar, what's going to happen. She's going to get married, and then mimrida, she's going to hate it. She's going to end up mimrida. She's going to rebel against her husband, v'nafka, and get divorced from him, v'asya, and then she's going to come back to me. Vinafla yivai, lavai, she's gonna fall back on me, and then I'm gonna marry off again, pay for things, that's what's gonna be, I know. So therefore, the father could say this, and therefore he can hold back the wedding until she's a boger. Okay, Rashi, yicholim la'akev, milin aseyat shetigdal, to hold back the actual wedding until she grows up. Mimrida benafka, timrad bebala, she's gonna rebel against her husband, shalot tuchal lizbol, that she can't handle it. Vetetse, vetavoe line, then she's gonna come back home to me, achetigdal, until she really does get older, venimtseisit sarich, la tachshiti macherim, I have to buy new jewelry for her. Okay, next. Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Levi, ein poskim ala ktana, lehasiya kashi ktana. Aval poskim ala ktana, lehasiya kashi gdola. So you could, make like a mishadech, make a shidduch with for a ketana to arrange it you should not arrange for a ketana to be married when she is a ketana, because it's again not easy for a ketana to be married. But aval poskim al ketana lasiya kashi gedola. But you could make the shidduch and set the date when she's a gedola, since lemaisa is going to be married when she's a gedola, which is good. So that's fine. So, ask the Gemara, Pshita. Of course, what's the problem with that? Okay, I can see I don't want to set the day when she's a ketana. It's not good for a ketana to get married. But you're setting it when she's a bogeris, so what's the problem? No. Ma'u detema lechush dilma maile pachada mehashta v'chalsha. I might have thought that maybe, when you just tell her, okay, we're setting the day for the wedding, she's going to go into a panic. And she's gonna pachad, and she's gonna get all nervous and all worried, and because of that, it's gonna affect her health, her physical health also, and she's gonna get weak, and it's gonna be a bad matzah. When you're just mentioning the fact that she's gonna get married, even though it's usually telling her, yeah, but when you're bogeir, just the thought of it is gonna put her into pachad. And therefore, I might say you can't even therefore set the wedding date even when she's a bogeir. No, chamash malan, that's, we're not worried about that, that's okay. Okay, Rashi, alasiya kashiktana shetora chula, because that's it's a torah we said. Aval poskim etc. But dafka below kiddushin. That's not only without kiddushin. Aval kiddushin bekatnus lo ad shetigdal v'tomar ploni niratze. Because again, we're just discussing, making the shidduch, but that's fine. But you shouldn't. But kiddushin, we say we don't. We're not mekadesh kiktana until she grows up and she says, I want to marry Plony, until she's old enough to know what she wants to marry. Okay. And next. Fine. Amar, back to the Gemara. Amar of Huna. Bagra, Yom Echad v'niskatsha nosnim la shloshim yom kealmana. What happens? We have here a bogeres, even one day. Okay, bogeres is, she's a ktana till 12. 12 to 12 and a half, she's a nara. And at 12 and a half, she turns into bogeres. So even if she's a bogeres just for one day, and then she got engaged as a bogeres, nosnim la shloshim yom kalmana. Meaning, even though the Mishnah was talking about, you know, tava, baal, this and here, if she's already a bogeres, then as soon as she gets engaged, automatically, just give her 30 days, like we saw by it in case of Tfiyah, by an almana, we give a bogeres just 30 days upon engagement, without Tfiyah. You know, as soon as she gets engaged, if she's a bogeres, gets engaged as a bogeres, just 30 days. That's what Rav Huna says. We're going to see there's a problem with that, but that's what he claimed. Now, we're going to ask some kash. Meisave, Gemara says, that we see from a brayse, that's not the case. It says bagra, right? This woman, becomes a bogeret, she gets engaged. Harehi kisvua. She has a din of a woman that was the husband said, let's get married, ratzvua. And the Gemara says, my love kisvua de besula. Isn't this like a regular case of kisvua besula, which she gets 12 months? So we see from here, it's not an automatic just 30 days. We see it's 12 months. Gemara said, no, kisvua means kisvua de almana. Like it's well a month, it gets 30 days. So Rav Huna is still okay. Tashma, Bogeres, Shasha Tashne Masar Chodesh. Here again, they're talking about a Bogeres, that she waited 12 months after the engagement. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, Hoyel, V'chaya, Bala, B'nzonotea, because the time came for the Nisuin, so he has to feed her. Yafer, the husband now can mate for her Nadarim as if they're married. Right. What do we see over here? Bogeres shata shneimas ar chodesh, not 30 days. We see here that the shihui of even a bogeres is 12 months. So not like Rav Huna, not 30 days. Gemara says no. Ema bogeres vishashata shneimas ar chodesh. Rabbi Eliezer Omer hoyel ba'alachaim nazotea yafir. So you have to read it differently. It's not one case bogeres shishata, but rather two cases: bogeres and another case is one that shata regular. Woman that's a shata shemas achodesh. In both those cases, the husband can make. So again, it's not a kash and Rav Huna. However, now we will have a kash and Rav Huna and shlagama. Tashma, a ma'aris is a basula. Somebody engages a basula. Bain shetava baal, whether the husband wants to get married. Vihi me'akevin, she stops it. Ubain shetava hui, or she wants to get married. Ubal me'akevin, he's me'akev. Nosnim la shemas achodesh. Mishas tfiya, as we've seen, right? You have 12 months from the time is toveya. Aval lo mishas erisin. It doesn't go by the erisin. It goes by even, you know, they got engaged, whatever time went by. Only from the shas tfiya, that's when we give this 12 months thing. Okay, now here it comes. Ubagra harehi kisvua. And if she's a bogeres, then we start the time, the clock starts ticking when she's at erisin, without tfiya. Ketzan, here it is. Bagra yom echad, even one day, and she's a bogeres, and she got engaged. We don't wait for tfiya, right then the clock starts ticking. How long though? Notnim lash, neim asar chodesh. Not like Rav Huna, who said only 30 days in this case. Here's Beferish, we give her 12 months. Velarusa shloshim yom, we're going to explain what that means. And here we have, tiyufta Rav Huna, tiyufta. Says the Gemara, right? So here we see clearly it's 12 months, not like Rav Huna's 30 days. Even by a bogeres. Okay, now the Gemara just clarifies the last thing. What does it say, and what does Brisa mean, Vilarusa Shloshim Yom? My Vilarusa Shloshim Yom. So Amar Apapa Haki Kamar. This is what it means. It doesn't mean like every Arusa. Talk about a specific case. The Rusa that we give 30 days is talking about a bogeres She'avru Aleha Shneimas Archodesh. But Vagrus V'nizkacha. She became a bogeres, not just one day. She was 12 months a bogeres. Okay, and only then did she get married, then nosnim la shloshim yom kalmana. We don't give her, again, we saw before in the brisa, even a bogeres, you give 12 months, but not if she was 12 months as a bogeres, and then she got engaged, so we had plenty of time to prepare herself, because she knew, you know, probably any time now, she's ready a bogeres, so she's ready preparing, so she had a whole 12 months to prepare already anyway, so now we only give her 30 days after the engagement, if she was already a bogeres for a year. Okay, as a Sirashi. Nosnim la shloshim. Yes, we are. Okay, nosnim la shloshim yom kelmana. That's what Rav Huna said. Mishas Erisin, from the time of Erisin. Shekevan, Shebagra, since he's a Bogeris, Shebagra, he mechina tachshitim, kodem bagrus. She's already getting ready from before she's a Bogeris. So now that she's a Bogeris, even one day, she only needs 30 days. She doesn't want to become an old maid, you know, so already at 12 and a half, you know, getting along there, so she's already getting ready. Ketvua, she has a din of tvua, ki ilu tava lachin atzma linisuin. We look at it, even though she did no tvua, just engagement, but she's like a tvua. So the Gemara says, isn't it like that of a betula, of shnei masar chodesh, mishas erisin? So he said, no, it's not like, we said, like a man, it's only 30 days. Yafer, he can be mefer, nidareha below shutfus. When she's a nara, they have to, the husband and the arus have to do it together. But now, since the time has passed already, have been ready to go to nisuin. So now he can do it by himself without the shufas of the av shemani amina. So we see here the bogeres nami enoch eni chay ben zateh atche shetihe yud beis chodesh. Even here, you still have to wait. Even though the bogeres, you still have to wait 12 months. V'sheshata v'haki kamar bogeres. L'sof shloshim, and there is the Gemara says, no, you have to split it up into two. It's not bogeres sheshata, but rather vishata. There's two things: bogeres l'sof shloshim and venara sheshata. That's shnei masar chodesh. Bal nami yahavu le rabbanan zimna k'detnan in the masnichin lefarnes atzmo. He also has a chance to prepare himself, like we saw in our Mishnah as well. V'tzarchei chuppa larusa shloshim yom v'yesh arusa she'enos nimla ela shloshim yom elakam mafarshla. Gemara, as we saw, explained after what that is. Nosim la shloshim yom mishas erisin, that the 30 days is not from mishatava, but from 30 days from the erisin. Shkoya. That's the conclusion.
Yeah, but that's not what we just came out. We said,
Right,
that's
right.
Was the Erison done? While she was there?
No. After 12 months, that's the whole thing. If she was 12 months, a whole year as a Bogeris, and then she gets, then that's the case of only 30 days. That's only 30.
She's 25 years old.
Right.
So yeah. She's only going to get 30 days.
Right.
Any woman gets only 30 days.
Right. Not any woman. She has to be a Bogeris. 12
months.
Yeah,
25 anyway.
Yeah.
So a Bogeris is not sure. So there's no
she
tria.
Wants to be caught. Who's
made for men?
She wants to go out.
What's the case again?
A Bogeris.
Okay.
She has
Erisin. But what Bogeris? She's before a year, like we were talking about? Or before a year. She just became a Bogeris.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that would later, she makes some data.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Right.
I think it's what we had a year ago, because he's not chayav yet in anything.
Well, he'd have to be married, no? To be no, Erisin. No, but the Erisin is just still the father in him until the marriage. So Bogeris, it's. I don't remember. What's the din of a Bogeris? Normally, Nara, we say, they're due together. If they're not a Nara, she's not a Nara anymore, she's a Bogeris, so what then? He does it by himself automatically?
I have
to check out that din.